Even though Green Infrastructure Partners Inc. is rolling in some heavy-duty demolition equipment, the major demolition work to be completed on the former General Hospital site is still weeks away, says a spokesperson for the city. On Monday, flatbed trucks rolled into the area of the former hospital carrying a Liebherr 950 demolition Litronic in two pieces with the Green Infrastructure Partners, GIP, logo and coloring. By Tuesday morning, the demolition excavator was fully assembled and appeared ready to begin tearing down the structure. Tessa Vecchio, the city's corporate communications officer, told Sue Today that the sale of the hospital has not yet been completed, but GIP is allowed to move in its equipment in the meantime and complete some dismantling of the building before the closing date. The parties are all working together as quickly as possible to finalize the agreements, and we hope to conclude before the end of the year, Vecchio said. An email request for an interview sent to GIP on Tuesday was not immediately returned. The appearance of the heavy equipment does not necessarily suggest the demolition is ahead of schedule, she said. When council approved proceeding with the GIP, they also approved a license of occupation so that GIP could move equipment on site in advance of the close of the agreement of purchase and sale, Vecchio said. So, the movement of this equipment was contemplated, and GIP is getting everything ready for future demolition. GIP has committed to fast-track demolition of the former general starting 30 to 45 days after the sale closing date, with a demolition duration expected to be 6 to 8 weeks. Last month, the city agreed to sell the old General Hospital building for $1 and some other considerations to GIP, which is expected to pay most of the cost of demolishing the blighted structure. With files from David Helwig.